Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I was just kicking back listening to the song. Good song. You
freaked me out for a second.
Yeah, no, I just was kicking back listening to it.
You're going to start talking?
Yeah, we only have 1 hour left to go. I mean, look, this show has been so much fun since we decided we were going to stop getting into those heated debates about politics where nobody wants to make sense and nobody wants to change and it's all the same. And there are serious things that we will comment on and we will talk about. And when things happen, this is a talk show, we will talk about those things. But it's just been so nice to just deal with other stuff. And there's so much other stuff to deal with. You know, look, another accident on the causeway, and they're saying that the northbound causeway lanes are going to be closed until maybe 6 o'clock, a serious accident. What did we talk about yesterday? We talked about speeding. We talked about tailgating. We talked about distracted driving just yesterday on the show, and there's the big accident on the causeway today. And we talked about all the accidents that have happened recently and then even in the past on the spillway, all from the same thing. Just congested traffic with people tailgating, distracted, and speeding. And I would not be surprised if this accident was caused by distracted driving or tailgating or speeding or maybe a combination of all of those things. And I mean, I hope everybody's okay, but, you know, obviously those people weren't listening to our show yesterday. And as I said yesterday, I mean, I wrote a blog about this. The blog is posted on our website, WFDL.com. It's also on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page where you can comment on it. I can't save everybody. Not everybody's going to hear this message. Not everybody's going to even pay attention. And it's not like I'm lecturing you. It's like I'm just reminding you. And I'm reminding myself that, you know, I don't tailgate. But for those who do, that's just stupid. I mean, that's like Russian roulette. You get so close to a car in front of you at 60, 70 miles an hour or more, if anything happens, you could be dead in an instant. And if it were just you, hey, that's one thing. Sad for your family. But if it's just you, that's one thing. But you might hurt other people who are not participating in crazy driving. And it's so frustrating that people do such dangerous things. And there's so many cars out there at such a high rate of speed. So I feel badly for the people involved in that accident. But we just talked about that yesterday. And here it happened today. All right. So coming up in a few minutes, we're going to do another track from Taylor Swift's new album, The Life of a Showgirl. And we're going to do the cut from the album titled Wood. And this is a rather explicit song about Travis Kelce. Wood? Yeah, it's about that. It's about exactly that. And so this is, you know, I often talk during the Eras Tour about what Taylor Swift was going to do next. Because the tour was so big. She was just on top. What was she going to do next? And she's showing us a very adult side of her. And again, I'm surprised there's not more criticism of this. I'm glad there's not. But I'm surprised there's not because people just freak out over the slightest little thing when it comes to sexuality. And some of these pictures that I've seen of Taylor Swift are very, very sensual, very suggestive, showing a little bit more than maybe you have seen in the past. And Ian, is that picture of her with the stiletto, is it up against the wall? Is it up against a cabinet? Is it in the bathroom involving food? I saw this picture.
I don't know, man.
I saw this picture. It was with a story. I don't have it in front of me, but there was a picture of her where I want to say she's in the bathroom with food, and she's scantily clad, and then she's got stilettos on, and she's got her leg up against either the wall or something.
I don't know what to tell you, brother. She did put out a lot of different like promotional photos leading up to this album, so I haven't seen that one.
Yeah,
but I've seen some of the other ones, and they're pretty sexy.
They're very, 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 very sexy. So, if you need to talk to your kids, talk to your kids. But I mean, I'm glad there hasn't been a lot of criticism of this because, you know, Taylor Swift is 35. She has a right to be a woman. She has a right to express her sense of sensuality at her age. She has a right to talk about her fiance. So, you know, let her be an adult. Let her be who she is. She has, I believe, provided a clean version because apparently some of her stuff, it's just not even, it's not airable. We can't air it on the station here. So we'll play this cut coming up in just a few minutes. Hey, I've got to make a comment about something that happened this week that was just horrible. It happened Tuesday. A man was fatally shot in Mid-City. He was being carjacked while picking up his child from daycare. I mean, let's just go into the details of that. Somebody's got to tell that child that daddy's not there. The car's there, but daddy's not there. Because daddy's dead. And this, the accused killer is 21 years old. His name is Raymond Wills. He was found shot in the head minutes later. He was inside a stolen vehicle. I mean, it's sad. He's dead too. Why? Because he tried to carjack a car. Well, this man's picking up his daughter from school. I'm sorry, but that should not happen. Now, if the National Guard can prevent things like that from happening, bring them in. But we don't know if the National Guard is going to be in enough places. They're not going to be just downtown, are they? So anyway, that's something that, you know, we'll talk about. And I want to mention that, you know, I've been to Portland so often, and I've been even recently, and there are really no big problems in Portland, but, you know, they're sending the troops in, so we'll see how that plays out, too. I want to mention that there was a climbing influencer who died yesterday. No, he died Wednesday. So just imagine this. This guy is a climbing influencer. His name is Ballin Miller. He's at Yosemite's El Capitan rock wall, and he's like climbing up 3,000 feet of a granite wall, a solo rope climb, and people are streaming this live, watching. The rope gets tangled. He's trying to get out of it. He's trying to recover from this snag, and he falls. He's dead. And people were watching this live. I mean, obviously there probably wasn't a perspective. I mean, I guess there was. I mean, where was the camera? Was it on him or was it? I don't know. I mean, if the camera was on him, they saw the fall, and then it just, you know, you don't see anything. It just goes. The camera just goes out at the end, I guess. But just really, really tragic. But you know, people who do that, I mean, that's dangerous stuff. So a member of the Trump administration said that ICE agents are going to present themselves at the Super Bowl and the Bad Bunny halftime show looking for illegal immigrants. There is nowhere you can provide safe haven for people who are in this country illegally, said Trump advisor Corey Lewandowski. And Lewandowski's been a supporter of the president for a long time. And Lewandowski said it's shameful that a Puerto Rican a rapper was chosen to do the halftime show. We talked about that. And, you know, the halftime show is never for everybody. No matter who they pick, somebody's not going to be happy. So, you know, they pick Bad Bunny. So if you don't like it, don't watch it. But I think a lot of people are going to watch it out of curiosity. But, Ian, I'm wondering, you know, so I'm wondering about this idea of sending in ICE agents to arrest people at the Super Bowl. How many illegal immigrants are going to get tickets to the Super Bowl?
My guy, I've been saying for some number of months, it's a TV show. The whole thing. There is no White House. There is no administration. It is a reality TV show. And wow. The only thing that matters is the ratings. The only thing that matters, is it going to make MAGA cheer? Is it going to make liberals cry? And that's all that matters. Is it effective governance? No. Is it good policy? No. Is it going to make a difference in the amount of illegal immigrants we have run around the place? No. Does it make good TV? Yes. Are people going to be talking about it on cable news endlessly? Yes. Does it give all the podcasters in the magosphere something to talk about for a week? Yes.
Yes, all right.
That's all that matters. He's doing anymore. And I've kind of checked out. I'm like, I just...
Yeah, I'm checking out, too.
I can't get emotionally invested in this anymore. And look, I'm going to watch Survivor.
And I want to say this in my defense. Do you remember how many people during the campaign told me that I was wrong?
Yes.
And I was just a Trump hater when it came to Project 2025?
I remember.
And that Trump doesn't know anything about it?
Uh-huh.
Well, Trump brought it up. And a lot that's going on right now is part of Project 2025. And I simply said during the campaign that when he becomes president, there's going to be a manifestation of Project 2025. But he didn't want to talk about it during the campaign. I did. I was bashed for talking about it. And now the president himself has brought that up.
You need to take that?
No, I can't. No, I can't take that call. Anyway, sorry, I thought I fixed that before I went on the air. Anyway, I was bashed for that. And now the president has brought up Project 2025. So it is coming to life just as I predicted. But again, we're not getting deeply into this. But it doesn't mean that we can't mention things now and then along the way, especially when it comes to things where, you know, I want you to know that I'm not a Trump hater. And I just talk about what is going on, and I was talking about what was going to happen, and I talked about inflation, I talked about a number of things, and I talked about Project 2025. And it wasn't out of hate for President Trump. It was just in the interest of talking about what I knew was the truth. And the truth has come true. And what I talked about has come true. I was right about that. And I say this only because of the number of people who bash me, saying that he doesn't know anything about it. That's not going to happen. You're just making up stuff because you're a Trump hater. Well, you know, I was right. And I don't take any pride in being right. I'd rather be wrong and this not be happening than be right and it's happening. All right, we've got a lot more to get to. So if you want to join us with a comment, it is Free for All Friday. The Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Ian Hoke and his girlfriend Julia, who is a major Swiftie, they listened to the album as soon as it was available. It was midnight. It was 12:01 Eastern time. Uh-huh. It was 11:01 our time. And they listened to it right away, and Ian has selected some cuts, and he's going to tell us about it. This is one of the more mature ideas that Taylor Swift is presenting about her fiancé, Travis Kelce.
We think a lot about songs that are, you know, like a specific ode to, you know, your lover's body or something about your lover's sexuality or eroticism. My ding-a-ling comes to mind. I know that's kind of different because it's kind of like a novelty song.
but he was talking about
the song. And look, I will say this. I did find the clean version of the album. She did a lot to kind of what's the right way to say this? Kind of defang it a little bit. So for the younger listeners out there, the kids for whom it would not be appropriate for them to hear this music and be singing it at school and such, there is a clean version of that that not only has no profanity, but she has changed the lyrics to make it a little bit more PG.
You know, and that's cool on her part because, yeah, you know, if you're a parent and your daughter or your son want to know about the song Wood, you know, we're getting into winter, you can just say, hey, it's about the, you know, it's about the wood you put in the fireplace. It's about fireplace
there you
wood.
Go. Yeah, exactly. So before I play a cut from Wood, there's a text here that says, I just heard the northbound bridge is going to be closed until 6 o'clock. What does that mean for the people, including myself, who are currently stuck on the northbound bridge? Any ideas?
You know, they should open up.
They should turn you around.
They should turn you around. They should open up one of the, yeah, one of the turnaround areas,
one of the crossover areas,
open up one of the crossover areas and let people start going there. And those who are north of the crossover, they just let them turn around and or let them back up and use that crossover. But they can get those people off that bridge.
Yeah. You're not going to be out there.
I wouldn't think
in
so.
In perpetuity. I mean, I'm terribly sorry. You'll have to really be patient and hope you're cool and you got some cool couple of guys on the radio you can listen to for a little while. But even if they open up one of the crossover thingies and start turning people, like, that'll still take a pretty long time to do that if you're not close to it. So anyway, if people just, you know, breathe through the nose, out through the mouth, stay patient, stay safe. And,
yeah, and you know, Ian, when people are in that situation, if our show just distracts them or just holds their attention, you know, we've done our job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not saving the world. We're not curing cancer. I mean, our job is to entertain and to present information, entertaining information. And really, it's not that much of a lofty goal, but it's as simple as, you know, if we can just distract you from, you know, being stuck in traffic or from just everyday stuff that you deal with, then we've done our jobs.
All right, back to Taylor Swift. So this is Wood. This is a song about, you know, how her latest relationship.
It's about Wood.
It's about her fiance. It's about how he makes her feel. Let's take a listen. And this is the clean version.
Okay. To open my eyes or skies?
She said skies.
She said skies, and that rhymes with something else that she might have, you know, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Skies rhyme, yeah. Whoa,
you know
Taylor.
Right?
You naughty girl.
Ooh, a little
you.
Tart.
Yeah, so look, look, the other people who know what she's talking about? All the guys with the Kansas City Chiefs are in the locker room with him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
they know.
They know.
They know.
Well, that's what
they
I heard.
Know.
All right, let's go.
I'm Scoop. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
WWL. Yep, it is a Friday afternoon, Free for All Friday. I'm Scoot. Glad you are with us. I love to point out the hypocrisy of the world. Gateway megachurch founder. It's a megachurch in Texas. Gateway megachurch. The founder, Robert Morris, has pleaded guilty to multiple child abuse charges in Oklahoma.
Surprise, surprise.
It is so typical. It is so typical. The girl was 12 years old when he apparently sexually abused her. Cindy Clementshire is her name, and he was the former spiritual advisor to the current president. He accepted a plea deal, and this is to 5 felony counts of lewd or indecent acts with a child. These preachers, these people of the cloth, they judge us. They condemn us. They would condemn me for my opinion about certain things. And I'm not molesting any young girls. He is. He did. And the hypocrisy is just everywhere. And it's and people are so concerned about drag queens. The people you need to be concerned about are people like this, guys who wear suits, guys who dress like everybody else. Those are the people you have to worry about. But you get hysterical about the drag queens or somebody in the gay community. They're not creating the problems that these other people are creating. So it's kind of sad. Some Fox hosts were on the air talking about hope everything goes well with Barron Trump's date. I thought we weren't supposed to talk about the kids of the first family. But two people on Fox News, Jesse Waters and Julie Banderas, they were talking about apparently Barron Trump had a date. And they're hoping that everything went well, that something good comes out of it. I mean, why? Why? Well, you're hoping the guy gets married? I mean, he might be better off single. They're hoping that something good comes out of this. You know, it's got to be tough, though. It's got to be tough if you're, you know, with Secret Service all the time. It's got to be tough to have, like, a life, to have a date. I mean, like, but think about how cool it would be if you're, like, you know, you're meeting somebody and, hey, want to come over to my house? Okay, here's the address. Yeah, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Yeah, we'll just hang out. At the White House? And what if they go somewhere? I mean, do you get, if you're like, if you're a part of the first family, do you get to park? I mean, do you get to go somewhere and make out? I mean, could he go back to her apartment? I mean, does he bring her back to the White House and they just, you know, hang around? I don't know. Anyway, I certainly hope things go well for him, but not necessarily marriage. I mean, if it's to be, it's to be. Hey, listen, this is interesting. When I was in L.A. Recently, I rode in a Waymo driverless car. These are the driverless cars. Waymo is one of the companies that does this. Well, imagine this. So the car, it's kind of eerie. I have to admit, it's kind of eerie being in a car where there's no driver. And the car's driving itself. And the car stops at red lights. Like it slows down at a yellow light and stops at the red light. It puts on a blinker and turns left or turns right. It's really very eerie. But it was kind of cool. They follow the rules. They keep a safe distance with the car that's in front of them. But a Waymo driverless car in Atlanta, Monday afternoon, illegally passed a stopped bus. Now, that's not good. I mean, some kid could have been walking out in the street and hit by the driverless car. And there's no driver. Obviously, you would sue the company, but I mean, let's think about the kid that might have been hit. I mean, I'm thinking about when I was in the driverless car, and I'm just thinking about if the car just on its own decided, well, I'm going to pass this bus. I'm not going to sit here and sit behind this bus. I'm going around it. But, you know, that's really dangerous. So I'm sure that they're working on that. Hey, I don't know whether you've heard this or not, but there's buzz about Ed Ogeron getting back into coaching. There's talk about Ed Ogeron getting out of the hot tub with his girlfriend and going back to coaching. And there are some apparently possible opportunities for him. One of them might be Arkansas. Arkansas is supposed to be doing better than it's doing. So one job would be Arkansas. Another would be Oklahoma State. They seem ready to get rid of their coach. Another one, UCLA. And there was some minor talk about maybe Tulane, but Tulane's not looking for a coach. But I just thought that was interesting. Ed Ogeron, you know, out of the hot tub and back into coaching, and these schools that might need a coach. I mean, Ed Ogeron was the coach when LSU went to the championships. Of course, you know, LSU was loaded with talent, starting with Joe Burrow at quarterback. So while Ed Ogeron had something to do with that, there was a lot of talent on that team. And, you know, arguably Les Miles might have brought some of that talent in. But who knows, man? Ed Ogeron might get back into coaching. So let's see. Last night on Thursday Night Football, the 49ers beat the Rams in overtime, 26-23. Mac Jones, this guy from Alabama, this guy bombed when he was with the Patriots. I mean, he was nothing. Daniel Jones bombed when he was with the New York Giants. Daniel Jones moves to the Colts, and they're not undefeated, but I think they're 3-1. The Colts have had an incredible year. Daniel Jones has all of a sudden become an amazing quarterback. And Mac Jones, over the last few games, Mac, who was just this lame quarterback, has all of a sudden become this precise passing quarterback. So it just goes to show you in life that, you know, sometimes you move to a new situation and suddenly everything changes. So some of the people that you think aren't really good, they might actually end up being good one day. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, it is Free for All Friday. And the, the Causeway, wow.
They were, so much for 6 p.m. That was,
yeah,
that was good, an hour.
Hey, congratulations.
Northbound Causeway Bridge is open.
All right, congratulations. Great. To everybody involved with the Causeway who got that open so soon. That's really good work. Good work. I know the people on the bridge are happy about that. All right, if you want to join us, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Gretna Fest starts at 4 o'clock this afternoon, and one of the performers at Gretna Fest this weekend is Sam Hunt. Also this weekend, it is the Fried Chicken Festival, which started at Lafayette Square, like just off Poydras in the Warehouse District. Fried Chicken Festival has moved to the lakefront, and it's right over the levee across from the UNO Lakefront Arena. And, the lake is right there. It's a great place for a festival on the lakefront, Fried Chicken Festival there. It's turned out to be a really huge fest. And the Bluesberry Festival is taking place this weekend in Covington. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, if you want to go out tonight and just like have a fun time, if you remember the whole scene at West End, there's a Back to the Bounty reunion with Harvey Jesus and Fire and his son David's band Karma. That's tonight from 9 to midnight at Rockin' Bowl. It's just a great reunion of people who used to hang out there. You might see some faces that you recognize. Back to the Bounty, Back to the Bounty. It's a reunion tonight at Rockin' Bowl, 9 o'clock, and yeah, Friday night, time to get things started for the weekend. I'm Scoot on the air. Hey, the Cleveland Browns are starting another quarterback. They're not starting Shedeur Sanders. They're starting Dylan Gabriel at quarterback. Joe Flacco has been benched after a 1-3 start. You see, I like the teams that take action. You know, some teams don't take action. The Giants took action. I mentioned Monday. After watching the games last weekend, I thought, it was Monday before last. I said, I think things are over right now for Russell Wilson, quarterback for the Giants. He doesn't have it. And sure enough, right after that, they announced that Jackson Dart was going to start at quarterback. So I like the teams that just don't wait too long. They go ahead and make the change. Now, I know the Saints are 0-4, but it's not the quarterback's fault. It's not Spencer Rattler's fault that the Saints are 0-4. But Dylan Gabriel and not Shedeur Sanders will start at quarterback for the Browns this week. You know, there are a couple of big games this weekend. The Cowboys are at the Jets. The Cowboys are 1-2-1, and the Jets are 0-4. Man, I hope the Jets beat them. Can you imagine how mad Jerry Brown's going to be? Jerry Jones is going to be if the Jets beat the Cowboys? And I'd love to see him mad. I don't know why. I don't know why we dislike them so much, but you know, we as Saints fans just don't like the Cowboys. But the Cowboys are 1-2-1. Jets are 0-4. I think the Jets win that game. I'm going to be pulling for them anyway. Also, let's hope the Seahawks in Seattle beat the Tampa Bay Bucks. Tampa Bay is 3-1. The Seahawks are 3-1. Let's hope the Seahawks win that game. You know, the Saints are not mathematically out of anything. And the Chiefs are in Jacksonville against the Jags. The Chiefs are 2-2, and the Jags are 3-1. Got to be honest with you. I hope the Jags win that game. I like different teams to win. Sometimes I get tired of the same winners. And I want to remind you that right after our show at 4 o'clock today, Deuce, color analyst, former legendary running back for the Saints, and the voice of the Saints, Mike Haas, are going to join us with the fans and the pro. They'll break down the games this week. That's at 4 o'clock till 6 right here on WWL. Let's go to Ian with some of your text messages. Earlier we were talking about giving up certain things or pretending to really be into something that your wife or girlfriend are into because it's good to make some sacrifices and be into the things that they're into, even if you're not totally interested.
Yes, going to read some of those. First, I'm going to scoop Courtney here a little bit. We'll hear from her in a few minutes, but I did want to let you know. Also, there's now a truck broke down in the middle lane of the northbound Twin Span.
Oh, that's so, a shame.
Yeah, it's just that kind of day on the roads. Oh, be careful terrible. Out there. I mean, yeah. Traffic is moving. It's not like the whole bridge is closed like the causeway was, but just be
you know, we
be aware
still,
if you're
we,
on the
we,
twin
call
span.
It the, we call it the Twin Spans, but, you know, it's actually the name is the Frank Davis Naturally Nolens Bridge.
Naturally Memorial Bridge, which is kind of a mouthful. No disrespect
well,
to
it
Mr.
is,
Davis.
And that's why, I think that's why we call it the Twin Spans.
Just call it the Davis Bridge or something, you know?
Yeah.
That's
the Frank Davis Bridge. The Frank Davis
Bridge. The old Frank D. The old Frank D. Bridge is closed. Anyway, here's a text that says, Scoot, I love my wife so much. We've been together for 35 years. I'm 48 years old.
Wow. Wow.
She's about the same age. I've been to 4 KC and the Sunshine Band concerts for her.
God bless
and
you.
And with her, for a person that grew up on grunge, I'll leave it at that.
That's got to be rough.
I would
That's
go to
be
a
rough.
KC and the Sunshine Band concert.
I mean,
that's a good time.
It's fun. I remember when Casey came out recently when they were at a Jazz Fest. I'm not Jazz Fest. They were at Gretna Fest. And last time they were at Gretna Fest, he came out and he's kind of big now. And he says, don't worry, Justin Timberlake's going to look like me when he gets to be my age.
Brutal. Here's a text that says, it goes both ways. I met my wife on a dating app. And when it appeared that she was interesting and interested, I gave her a laundry list of all my idiosyncrasies and things that I wanted to do and didn't want to do, and she seemed to be okay with that, but it didn't happen that way. Right now, I have to wear a jacket in the house. One of my idiosyncrasies was that I kept my thermostat at 74. She said that wasn't a problem. No fight over the thermostat settling. I usually lose, which is why I'm wearing a jacket in the house. I go outside to thaw.
You know, that's a great topic because there are battles over, because 74 is a little on the warm side for some people, and it's miserable. Is it more miserable?
I keep mine at 74 at night.
Is it more miserable to be too cold at home or too warm?
Too warm.
Because if you're cold, you could put stuff on, right?
Yeah, if you're hot.
You can only take off so much.
You can only take off so much. And I don't sleep well if it's too hot. I mean, that's the number one thing that screws up my ability to fall asleep is the temperature. Joey is listening today, and he says, I go with my wife to see the Broadway plays, like at the Sanger.
I wonder if he closes his eyes and kind of dozes off once in a while.
I think sometimes some of these guys that are like, oh, my wife dragged me to Hamilton. Oh, my wife dragged me to Les Miserables or whatever. I think they love it. I think they love this stuff.
You know, and we've mentioned this earlier. Sometimes when you're not really into something, but your wife or girlfriend are into it, and you go because they love it. Sometimes you end up liking it more than you think.
Here's a text that says, "My wife likes the show Outlander. She loves it. Now I own a kilt."
Oh, wow.
Does he mean Highlander? His wife doesn't love Highlander. What is Outlander?
I don't know.
But I guess. Anyway, I guess it's about
it might be Irish,
Scottish people. Scots are the one that wear the kilt.
Scottish.
There you go.
The Scottish. Heed pants new.
Groundskeeper Willie. He's Scottish. And I'll leave you with this one, Scoot. Please give a happy birthday shout out to Mr. T. He is 94 years old today.
No kidding.
Hot damn, dude.
Wow.
That's amazing. Good
yeah.
for you, Mr. Happy birthday, Mr.
Yeah.
T.
Happy birthday to Mr. T.
Wow.
Yeah. What is his line? He had some line.
He pity the fool.
Yeah, you paid a fool. Yeah, paid a fool.
I paid a fool.
All right. All right, we got to get to a break here. Also, performing this weekend at Kreta Fest, Better Than Ezra. I'm Scoot. We'll go to break with Desperately Wanting. We'll be right back to wrap up the show here on WWL. All right, beginning of my weekend. I hope you have a great weekend, even if you have nothing planned. Hey, we have been lied to.
Why would you lie to me like
Why
that?
Why would people lie to us? Mr. T's not 94. He's what, 73?
He's 73.
73.
And people are texting us like, it's common knowledge. Everybody knows how old Mr. T is. I don't know. I just read the text. My mistake.
Yeah, and listen, you know what? I don't know about you, but I'm not following Mr. T's every move. Hey, Cruising the Coast starts this weekend, October 5th through the 12th of October. Cruising the Coast. Man, a lot of people love to show their cars there. All right, Fans in the Pro with Mike and Deuce coming up next. I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, Market Manager Dan Barron, News Anchor Chris Miller, Traffic with Courtney P. And as always, I thank you for being part of our show. Hey, we'll talk about the Saints and the Giants game Monday afternoon, along with a lot of other stuff. I'm Scoot. Have a great, safe weekend. Love you, New Orleans.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.